Hey guys, and welcome to E-Cubed, Eccentric Energy Experts. Today, I'm going to inform you to the best of my ability about creating tidal energy from ocean thermal energy conversion systems, or OTECs for short. Today, we will be hearing from our two residential experts, Scarlett Smith and Brian Douglas, about their experience and knowledge on OTECs. But first, let's go over the basics. Tidal energy through ocean thermal energy conversion is a renewable energy technology that makes use of the temperature difference between the surface and the depths of the ocean to produce electricity. Seawater enters the conversion system through two points, warm water at the evaporator and cold water at the condenser. The evaporator is used to boil the working fluid, for example liquid ammonia, which then sends the gaseous ammonia through a series of pipes in order to spin a series of turbines, much in the same way as steam does in a coal-fired power plant. After passing through the turbines, the ammonia vapor is turned back into a liquid in the condenser, which is recycled by being pumped back to the evaporator to repeat the process again. The only waste is warmer seawater being let back into the ocean where the cold seawater was taken from, and vice versa where the warm seawater was extracted. Now let's listen to an interview clip with Scarlett Smith on her experience working at an OTEC plant off the shore of Colombia.
In the Caribbean, around the island San Andres off the coast of Colombia, the water was found to be ideal for an ocean thermal energy conversion facility, since the ocean water surface temperature varies minimally during annual and interannual time scale. A 20 degree centigrade thermal gradient needs to be achieved in order for OTEC to operate properly. From the surface to a depth of 1,000 meters around San Andres, the temperature only varies from 22 degrees centigrade to 24 degrees centigrade. Since water is extracted from the ocean around 450 to 750 meters, there is not much of the difference in temperature, and therefore the thermal gradient is achieved.
These specific temperature conditions are one of the reasons that there are very few OTECs in the world right now, along with the large expense to implement them. So my question is, what are the advantages of OTECs?
Right now, diesel generators are the main source of power of the island. This is leading to a negative environmental impact for the marine life around the island and is also slowing the sustainable development there. Having a 10 megawatt OTEC facility off the coast of San Andres would cover approximately 50% of the energy demands of the island. This means that the use of the diesel would be dramatically decreased along with environmental impacts, such as navigating the behavior of marine organisms, discharging large volume of warm water in the ocean, and the generating noise from the diesel system. The OTEC facility will not only provide pure electricity, but also other advantages such as chilled soil agriculture, aquaculture, freshwater, mariculture, and seawater air conditioning, depending on how much the islanders want to take the advantage of their facility.
As you guys can see, OTECs can benefit not only the islanders, but also the marine life in the area. Next, we'll hear from Brian Douglas about how these facilities can be improved in terms of cost and efficiency.
The efficiency of OTECs can be improved through various ways, including increasing the temperature difference between the heat source and the heat sink. This can be accomplished by preheating the warm seawater and superheating the ammonia working fluid using solar energy. By adding these changes, the thermal efficiency of the system can be increased up to 60%. The efficiency of OTECs can be improved through various ways, including increasing the temperature difference between the heat source and the heat sink. This can be accomplished by preheating the warm seawater and superheating the ammonia working fluid using solar energy. By adding these changes, the thermal efficiency of the system can be increased up to 60%.
Are there any other ways to improve OTECs?
Another potential improvement comes from changing the channel height of the piping. This will result in more bubbles being formed inside of the pipes. More bubbles mean more chaos, mean more heat flux, which leads to more energy being transferred from the evaporator to the ammonia, resulting in a higher velocity of the ammonia gas. This in turn rotates the turbines faster, creating more energy output from the same amount of energy input, therefore creating a more efficient ocean thermal energy converter.
And why is ammonia the fluid of choice?
Ammonia liquid was the logical choice for a working fluid as it is already a commonly used industrial refrigerant. Ammonia has a low boiling point at just negative 33 degrees Celsius, a high energy efficiency, and a low cost. The low boiling point is very useful because it allows for the warm surface water of the oceans to easily vaporize the ammonia, and the cold water of the ocean depths are able to condense the ammonia back into a liquid after most of the energy that was in the ammonia has already been transferred to the rotation of the turbines. At less than $800 a ton, ammonia is very cheap to buy and use.
So if these changes were made to OTECs, they would be even more efficient and more prevalent around the world because of the decreased cost to operate them. Right now, lower wattages for the plants are sometimes not cost-effective, and the U.S. is not willing to invest in them at the moment. Once the higher wattage plants are cheaper to implement, I think that the U.S. Navy will invest the money to finance these OTEC projects. That's all I have for today, but I encourage everyone to go out and research more about OTECs if you are interested. They could be the future. Tune in next time. E-Cubed out.